Good evening. Welcome to an hour of music from around the world. The program is Earthbeat. I'm Cecil Doyle. Tonight, spending the majority of the hour in Mali, I'm especially listening to groups that have performed at Festival International in the past from that region of the world. We'll also hear from Konono No. 1, some electric thumb piano music from the Congo at the end of the hour. But we're going to start off with music from Hira Arbi, a past performer at Festival International. Her album Timbuktu Tarab took the world by storm, and with all of the recent terrible events that have been happening in Mali, Hira Arbi and her group have been displaced for the most part, but are still performing and spreading the word about the urgency of the situation in Mali. We'll be hearing a track called Sorgu from her album Timbuktu Tarab. But we start off with Ngoni master Baseku Kiyate and his group Ngoni Ba. They also performed at Festival 2 years ago. Their new album is called Jamako, which means a big gathering of people. We'll listen to the title track, the opener. This is Jamako, Baseku Kiyate and Ngoni Ba, as we kick off this edition of Earthbeat. Thank you.
Surugo ya surugo ya fuaman dawar la sa
Mali, sounds of Hira Arbi and her band doing her brand of Timbuktu, the wedding music, based out of the Eastern Africa, but this is Timbuktu style. The track we heard was Sorgu, a praise song about the bravery, values, and grandeur of the Tamashek people, of which she is a part of. She says there's a real battle raging. You can find camels tied up outside while men fiercely fight. I am proud of the Tuareg spirit. And before we heard from Hira Arbi, we heard Basse Kukiate and Ngoni Ba, the noted Ngoni master. His third album, Jamako, which has the line, Jamako, c'est pour tout le monde. Over 90% of the Muslims in Mali are or some form of Islam, but they have nothing to do with the radical form of Sharia that's not part of their culture, he states. They've been singing praise songs for the Prophet for hundreds of years, and if the Islamists stop people from making music, they'll rip out the heart of Mali. So says Basse Kukiate and Ngoni Ba. Again, their brand new album is entitled Jamako. You're listening to Earthbeat here on Public Radio. Next up, we've got a selection from the much-heralded Touré Rachel Collective. We're talking about Vieux Farka Touré, the son of Ali Farka Touré, and Idan Rachel, the Israeli pianist. Their great collaboration, the Tel Aviv Sessions. We'll get to a track from that in just a few minutes. But let's start off with another artist who was just here in Lafayette a few weeks ago for Festival International, Fatoumata Diawara, from her brand new album Fatou. This is Kele.
Wolona bere uye e fanga ben kagegele Kelele sinima fila farala Kelele balema fila farala Kelele sinima fila farala Kelele balema fila farala Jamanyama uye fanga ben kagegele nye Kelele sinima fila farala Kelele balema fila farala Kelele terima fila farala Kelele mwana fila farala Hey.
the Touré Rachel Collective from their self-titled, I mean, not self-titled, but their album, The Tel Aviv Sessions, of course, recorded in Israel, in Tel Aviv. Idan Rachel is a massive pop star and a household name in Israel. The pianist with his long dreadlocks and turban is immediately recognized wherever he goes throughout his homeland. He was a long fan of Ali Farka Touré, Vera's father, and was most pleased to be able to collaborate with him on this much-heralded album on Kumbacha Records. The tune we heard was entitled Experience. Before that, Fatoumata Diawara, the young vocalist based out of Paris from Mali, and her first American release, I should say, Fatou. We heard a track called Kele. You're listening to Earthbeat, a playlist for all of the tracks heard on this evening's program. It can be found on our website. Head to krvs.org. Look up Earthbeat. The most recent playlist at the bottom of the page would be the one of all of the tracks, the artists, the labels, the names of the albums. We list that all on our website. Again, that's at krvs.org. We're going to stick around Mali for a few more minutes. We'll hear from the supergroup Chinarwan from their fine album from about 2 or 3 years ago, Iman Iman, Water is Life. But let's begin with Bombino, his brand new album, Nomad, produced by Dan Auerbach. This is the opening track. Amidanin by Bombino. As we continue with more Earthbeat on KRVS. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sounds of Chinarwan here on Earthbeat KRVS. It's taken from the release Aman Iman, Water is Life, and the track translates as Why All This Hate Between You. It's a message to the Tuareg people urging them to stop perpetuating tribal and factional rivalries and to seek unity in order to better face the challenges of the modern world. Again, that's taken from the release Aman Iman, Water is Life. And then we began that set with the opening track to the new album by Bambino Mokhtar. Of both of these artists, past veterans of Festival International, we heard the opening track produced by Dan Arbach of the Black Keys. And the tune we slapped down was Amadineen. The new album is entitled Nomad. A playlist for all of the tracks you're hearing on this evening's Earthbeat is, again, posted on our website at krvs.org if you want to check out what you've been listening to. To close out the remainder of our program this evening, we're going to go to a couple of live recordings, one by the group out of the Congo, Konono No. 1, who incorporate electric thumb pianos as the lead instrument in their group and get quite a groove going on. We'll hear something from their Assume Crash Position album that came out about 2 years ago. But we start off with live via Farka Touré. We heard him earlier with the Touré Rachel Collective. This is one of his live albums, simply entitled Via Farka Touré Live, with tracks recorded at the Thornberry Theater. We'll hear a slow jam, but we begin with the tune Fafa. Again, this is Via Farka Touré Live.
I never could. Thank you.
Thank you.
revolutionary sounds of amplified thumb pianos, sanzas, lakembes. The group out of the Congo, Konono No. 1, from their album Assume Crash Position, and a track called Wumbunzaga. Earthbeat was produced in Cypress Lake Studios, right here on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, who join you in support of this station. I'm Cecil Doyle. Thanks for tuning in. Join us again next week at the same time for more sounds from all around the world right here on Earthbeat.